You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self Care in Real Life, a podcast where I am completely addicted to giving you the tools that you need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author, OG influencer, and DJ, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and follow us. If you've enjoyed the podcast so far, consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts to unlock our bestie subscriber-only audio experience. You'll get exclusive audio, interviews, ad-free episodes, and monthly guided meditations. So let's get right into today's episode, shall we? When was the last time you tried something new? And I don't mean like new food or like a new vacation. I mean something that's really substantial, something that feels like a leap of faith, something that really requires a significant investment of your time, your money, or even your energy. And perhaps just time or good old laziness has really put a damper on your plans for that new venture that's sitting in back of your head. Or maybe even life is really beating you up and you are just trying to stay above water because that seems to be the theme for 2023. For me, the pandemic led to a whole different kind of creation. I welcomed my new baby, who is now a toddler. If you're not familiar with my story during the quarantine, I learned how to DJ. And it was just really me checking off a box at the time. But it has grown to be the most joyful part of my life. Like, I adore DJing. I love the transference of energy that happens. And it really is like that moment really is a testament for me and hopefully for you to the unexpected joys and growth that come from just embracing new experiences. So in today's episode, I am going to give you a few more reasons why you just might be tempted to leap into uncharted waters. Since beginning my entrepreneurial journey, I have really adopted the mantra of do it scared. Like, when my thoughts or my dreams or goals scare me, that's when I know your girl got a banger. We got a certified banger. If that goal or dream scares the living daylights out of me and I am just like shaking in my boots kind of scared, I got a banger. So if the new thing is terrifying, try to think about like, this could be a hot one. Like, this could be my thing. And I also know that lingering feelings of imposter syndrome, they gonna linger. Like, that's just what they're gonna do. And hell, you're probably already feeling that imposter syndrome for things that you've already accomplished and you've felt great about, which, stop, you are amazing. Diving into something new is literally just the hardest part. The starting is the hardest part. Deciding that you won't be paralyzed and letting your fear control your life is the winning factor of that. Once you start practicing this, I promise you, you will be unstoppable in every area of your life. And trying new things literally is like a drop in the bucket. Is hiring challenging? Yes. Do you love a challenge? Also, yes. You need a hiring partner that can help you rise to the challenge. You need Indeed. Indeed is a hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy. Indeed's hiring platform matches you with quality candidates instantly. These candidates are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in search, according to U.S. Indeed data. In the minute that I've been talking to you, 16 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/selfcareIRL. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/selfcareIRL. Indeed.com/selfcareIRL. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Trying new things really does, like, stretch us in a way that can make us uncomfortable if we're honest. But think back to when we were kids and we just tried new things all the time. Like, I remember I played every sport, volleyball. Actually, I'm lying. I didn't play every sport. I played volleyball. But I did play the saxophone, the piano, the clarinet. I tried the drums. I also did ballet. I did tap dancing. Like, I did everything imaginable just because I wanted to try it. Odds are, right now, today, you are stuck in a routine of life. You go to work, you come home, you cook your dinner, you go to bed, you might go to the gym, add a little razzle-dazzle in there, go out with your girlfriends, but you repeat those same steps over and over, and you've gotten comfortable in this routine of life. You know what you like, and you stay away from everything else. It is absolutely time for us to stretch ourselves in the most uncomfortable ways. That is the only way that we will grow, and hey, you might find some new muscles that you never knew you even had. It wasn't until I actually learned a new thing that I realized how much joy and happiness comes from learning said new thing. If you have ever watched me DJ live, you can see the literal joy ooze out of my body and escape to yours because, again, it is a transference of energy. Even when technology glitches, I'm still having a party. I'm still having a good time because you don't know what I don't know, right? There is this childlike joy that simply cannot be contained when you try something new. So you really have to let that joy into your life. So I'm going to tell you to meet new people. I'm also going to tell you that meeting new people can be really scary. It's really given stranger danger. But stepping out of your comfort zone often means stepping into a whole new social circle, whether it's a yoga class or maybe a book club or a pottery workshop. You are bound to meet new people with similar interests, which means people doing new things together. And who knows, among those new faces, it might just be your next best friend or good girlfriend or business partner or even just a quirky character to add to your collection of stories. I think every creative hits like a moment of stillness where the creativity that you need runs dry. But trying something new is like giving your brain this mega dose of inspirational vitamins. It's not just about learning the new skill. It's really about seeing the world through a different lens, whether it's painting or golfing or even gardening. Each new activity adds this kind of splash of color to your mental canvas. You will be amazed at how these new experiences can spark innovative ideas in areas of your life that you never really expected. And now suddenly your everyday tasks become like canvases for your creativity and your innovation. And because I know all too well that trying new things is challenging, I also know that every challenge that you tackle is just an opportunity for you to flex your confidence muscles. So whether you nail it or you're facing a setback, each experience becomes like this stepping stone to a bolder or braver you. So embrace the journey of becoming your most confident self by trying new things. So it's really one daring leap at a time. All right, this is a part of the show where I want to hear from you. We don't do this often enough because I'll be forgetting, but I want to know, what's the new thing that you're going to try or have tried? Are you going to take a pottery class? Are you going to finally start that YouTube channel like me? Or maybe you're going to do something really wild, like skydiving or something. Let me know exactly what you're trying new, or what new thing you've already tried that I don't know about. Share your new things on Instagram and tag me. The link is in the show's description. Or you can send me a message on Substack. That link is also in the show's description. Thank you for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for leaning into these really hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are faithfully listening and supporting our podcast each and every week. If you have enjoyed and loved this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or just wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts to unlock our Bestie subscriber-only audio experience. You'll get exclusive audio, interviews, ad-free episodes, monthly guided meditations, early access, and more. And don't forget to share this episode on social via IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversation going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at SelfCareIRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, toodles.